The Tasmanian Thoroughbred Racing Awards were held last weekend, and the Coast did pretty well, actually. And Mystic Journey was inducted into the Tasmanian Racing Hall of Fame. We had a two-year-old winner and a three-year-old Horse of the Year as well. Adam Trender, of course, the trainer of Mystic Journey, and he joins me now. Good morning, Adam, and congratulations.
Good morning, Martin. Thank you very much. Much appreciated.
Oh, I've got to say I'm not surprised, of course. Mystic Journey, or Betty as we all know, was an absolute crowd favourite. $4.1 million, 12 wins out of 28 races or something like that. I mean, without a doubt, the best horse you've ever had.
Oh, yes, and very deserving of accolade of a Hall of Fame induction. Whilst it's terribly humbling, she's the only Group 1 winner to come out of Tasmania, so she's definitely worthy.
Yeah, and we sort of find ourselves wondering where the next Mystic Journey will come from, but then you've taken out the two-year-old Horse of the Year as well with Bello Beau. Tell us a bit about that one.
So he's a fantastic little horse, nowhere near the level of Mystic Journey. We're going to keep trying to aspire to find one of her class, but I do question as to whether that's possible, but Bello Beau, on his own right, take nothing away from him. He couldn't have done any more than what he's done so far early in his career. So hopefully he can take that two-year-old form into his three-year-old year and continue to build as he moves through his education.
And I mean, you're certainly no one-trick pony, pardon the pun, because some people may say, "Well, Mystic Journey, that's Adam Trender done anything else besides that?" But you've had a fantastic season, the last one.
So every season sort of been a building season in regards to numbers of winners. We don't do a high volume of horses. We only sort of have the 25 in training all the time. But sort of my focus is on fillies and gaining stakes wins with these fillies to create a little bit of value post their racing careers to be on sold as brood mares. So that is our focus as a business. We buy a lot of fillies at yearling sales. Obviously, Bello Beau's a colt. He's one that I really liked at the yearling sales that went outside of the criteria, but we're happy with where we position and our business model and the way that things work.
As I mentioned in the intro, the Coast did very well. Of course, the three-year-old Horse of the Year, Alpine Wolf, trained by Barry Campbell, also at Sprayton. Also, the leading jockey, of course, was Cody Jordan, and she was first-year apprentice, only been done by Craig Newitt and, I think, Beverly Buckingham to win the Jockeys Premiership before. But the racing in the Northwest Coast is in a great position at the moment, isn't it?
Oh, exactly right. Very strong, and fair play to young Cody. She's done a fantastic job. Only very, very young in her racing career. She's only fledgling effectively, and to see what she's been able to do from afar. She's not somebody that's involved with my business, but I think as I said, fair play to her. Sort of, she's taking everything in a stride and being able to move forward and learn from her mistakes and improving all the time. So things are only going to get bigger and better for her.
As you said, something like Mystic Journey, probably a horse that only comes along once in a lifetime, but I know that something else that means a lot to you is the Devonport Cup. You've had the odd runner or two, of course, and your father, Michael, won it, I think, three or four times. It's something that you really want to win too, isn't it, the Devonport Cup? It means a lot to you.
Oh, it definitely is, and it's proven to be a race that's been too good for me.
I've
been in it on three occasions and haven't been able to identify the right horse to be able to win it as yet, which I won't die wondering. I'm going to continue to try. We've got a couple of horses marked down to head in that direction this year, so hopefully I can get it right in the upcoming years, or at least before I retire. But it's a race that I really would love to win, but it's proven too good for me over the last 8 years, that's for sure.
You've had a lot of success with sprinters, and of course Mystic Journey was a shorter distances than cup distances. Is it hard to adapt your training from one discipline to the other?
So I've sort of probably forced myself to adapt to sprinting sort of horses. I've come from a jumping background, as you know, and sort of from a commercial perspective and a business model, that probably doesn't appeal to a wide client base. So sort of we've reinvented philosophies over the years and sort of kept everything nice and short and quick return for our owners. So I would like to think that naturally I am a staying trainer, that have just diversified sort of with the stock that I've been buying to get a quick return for my clients. But obviously, sort of the cups are something that we need to aspire to. But for one reason or another, I just haven't had the right horse yet.
Yeah, well, hopefully in the back of your mind, you've still got one or two that could do it, and sooner rather than later. Once again, congratulations on having Mystic Journey inducted into the Hall of Fame, because it'll go in there as trained by Adam Trinder, of course. And thank you for your time this morning, and good luck for the rest of the new season.
My pleasure. Really appreciate your support.